For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
We're just not executing at a high enough level and as consistently as we need to win these games. I don't think it's a clubhouse thing. I mean, everybody likes each other, but positive feelings and, you know, friendships and all that don't win championships. So we gotta figure it out.
Positive feelings, friendship and all that doesn't win championship, Doran.
Nope.
Does help you get good ratings on the radio, though.
Sure.
We're thick as thieves. We're peas in a pod. We're peanut butter and jelly, buddy. And we're taking this thing on a rocket ship to the moon. I'm letting the Guinness Zero get to my head. Neil Walker joins us now to talk about the current state of the 8-15 Buccos. They're taking a trip out to the West Coast. They're taking on the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim and then the damn Dodgers for six games. So they could come back at like 10-19 or 9-20. No good. Neil brought to us by Mike Camlin Hyundai, home of the Mike Camlin Advantage. Oil changes for life. Neil also brought to us by Goodrich and Geist. Get the good guys. Goodrich and Geist. Good morning to you, Neil. How you doing today?
Hey, good morning to you guys. And I'm just curious, what makes you think that they're going to come back, you know, 1-5 on this road trip? What would make you believe that?
Just watching the team, really, for the first 23 games would make me not feel great about it. Angels playing good ball and the Dodgers could buy the Pirates like 12 times over. All right, let's stick with the positive, though, Neil. Like, what can be done to bust them out of this funk here? I think getting Andrew McCutchen and O'Neill Cruz in the lineup every day would probably be a good start.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough. I mean, this last series against the Guardians, another, you know, quote unquote small market team. They just played a little tighter baseball. They played tighter defense. The pitching was good enough, even though, you know, for the most part, the guys that they were rolling out there, not necessarily big name guys, but I was really impressed with the defense they played. But, you know, on the Pirates side, it just, you know, they have to be more opportunistic. We've seen how aggressive they are on the bases, and I think you're going to see that until the offense kind of starts to get going, or hopefully gets going, and hopefully that's in the shorter term. But it's just kind of been one step forward and two steps back, in a lot of categories. And the pitching has been pretty good. Anytime you got a guy giving you six or seven innings and two or three runs, you got to feel pretty good about it. But, things just haven't been clicking on all cylinders for the Pirates. And I agree. I think you'd love to see, especially right now, or you hate to see, any of your better, your top two or three or four hitters out of the lineup at any cost until things get going. But certainly I think they're looking for a spark. I think we've seen so many different lineups. We've seen a lot of different guys in that one spot. I think O'Neill Cruz has looked pretty good, even though you kind of give up a little bit, in my opinion, when you're rolling him out there in the one spot. You know, that's typically a spot where you're not going to get as many opportunities to drive runners in. But, you know, they just have to be more consistent and better in all facets of the game.
Neil, are West Coast trips stressful for players? Like, does your mindset change whenever you do have to go to the West Coast? Like, you know, changing time zones, things of that nature. Is it harder whenever you have to play games, you know, multiple games on that side of the country?
Well, I mean, it can be. I think it's actually more difficult coming back off the West Coast after getting acclimated. You know, I know, Doran, for you guys in the football realm, you're probably going, I don't know, Friday through Sunday. Well, you know, the Pirates, they traveled on Easter to get a little more acclimated yesterday during the off day, because the days are certainly long when you're waiting around all day and your internal clock is on East Coast time. And it's not usually the two-hour time change that gets you. It's the three-hour time change. So, you know, hopefully they got kind of recalibrated yesterday. But, you know, anytime you're rolling into Dodger Stadium, especially in a weekend series, that can always be a tough place to play and intimidating. But at the same time, you know, the environments are always a little bit different out on the West Coast. You know, it's not like rolling into Yankee Stadium or Boston or Philadelphia, where it tends to be a little bit more harsh as far as opposing teams are concerned. So, yeah, we'll see. I think, like you said, both of these LA teams are playing pretty good baseball. You know, I think that the Angels team is. I think if we can get two or three from them, I think you're pretty happy. And you know, anytime you're splitting or even taking one of three, which sounds crazy when you go into Dodger Stadium, you're typically not terribly upset about that. But like I said, you know, maybe this is a little recalibration for them. They played a lot of home games in the last week and a half, with mixed results outside of the national series. But you know, if the starting pitching can get you deep in the games and give you 2-3 run ball through 6-7 innings, you got to feel good about that. So you hope this offense can get going.
Neil, would moving around in the lineup mess with you? Like, would you want to know, okay, I'm hitting fourth or fifth every single day? Or does it not matter when you're in the box, you're just swinging and doing what you do?
Well, I think the game has changed from that standpoint. I personally am a firm believer in that continuity. I always like to know going into a season, you know, back in those 11 through 16 season, my first question to the manager in spring training was always, do you want me to hit two or do you want me to hit 5-6? And because for me, the thought process changed. You're going to be a little less aggressive in that 1-2 spot to try to, you know, see a little more pitches, especially early in the game, and potentially set the table for that 3-4-5-6 spot in the lineup. But, you know, for the most part, unless you're the Dodgers or Yankees or Red Sox or Cubs, you know, the lineup for the most part is going to change. You just kind of hope that you're staying in the same quadrant, you know, the 1-3, 4-6 or 7-9, because it kind of gives you that, you know, if you have the same guys hitting in front of you and you know who's hitting behind you and who's hot and who's not, it can change your approach a little bit. So, you know, we could go down a rabbit hole with this all day, but I personally am a believer in you know, feeling comfortable in those spots in the lineup. But again, you know, in today's day and age of see how high and how far you can hit it on a consistent basis, we've seen less and less of your quote-unquote normal leadoff hitters. And, you know, we saw that with the Indians, though. We saw them and Stephen Kwan. He's one of your rare typical leadoff hitters. And they had another guy hitting in the nine spot, which is the pseudo second leadoff spot. So you do see it, but it's more and more rare that you see the lineup stay in the same day in and day out.
Yeah, I really enjoyed watching Kwan, just as an aside. What a player that guy is.
Very good.
Really good, yeah.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. but you're scrolling your phone. And maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt. Or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Neil, you played 159 games in 2011, and I know one of the hurdleisms would always be, like, you got to unplug a guy, and we know that they just did that with Cruz. I mean, did you ever want off days, or would you rather play every single day?
Yeah, especially those days, at least for me, when I was 25 to 29, I didn't want to come out of the lineup. Number one, for fear of losing your rhythm and timing, and of course there are circumstances getting dinged up or harsh travel situations or something along those lines. But for the most part, I always kind of believed in if you felt capable of going and you were a quote unquote everyday guy, you wanted to be in there. Now when you creep on the other side of 30, things change a little bit. You know, you may be going from, instead of playing 155, you may be going to 145 to 150. That's somewhat normal, but I always like to be in there. When Clinton was here and we were kind of in that 13, 14, 15 mode, there were a handful of guys that were obviously the regulars, and he would have conversations with us like, hey, you know, you guys have played 25 straight. We got along. He always liked us to play at home for fan purposes, but also, you just had a lot more at your disposal as far as recovery things and all that. So a lot of times he would try to get, you know, he'd pull me and Kutch and, some of these guys in and say, hey, we got a weekend series here going into St. Louis, and it's the middle of August and you played 25 straight games. Here are the matchups Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Why don't you guys figure out amongst yourselves which day you might want to take a breather? But, you know, make sure you're ready for seventh, eighth, ninth inning in case we need you to pinch hit. So, but again, I think the game has changed a little bit from that standpoint with the younger players trying to keep them fresh, trying to get them not to play, you know, 9, 10, 11 games in a row. But, you know, for me, I'm a little more old school from that standpoint because I've gone through it. The biggest thing is if you're feeling worn down or you've played a lot, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to skip BP today and just take batting practice in the cage, or I'm just going to kind of hang around, do more recovery stuff until about 6:30 for a 7:05 game and basically put all my energy and effort into focusing on 7 o'clock for 3 hours. So, that is another topic of discussion that's really polarizing. And you know, the metrics and a lot of the things are saying that, you know, for the most part, once you get guys 10, 11, 12 days in a row in today's day game, you know, you might want to give them a breather. But I don't necessarily subscribe to that.
Neil, awesome stuff as always, being able to talk about your experiences. And we relate it to the modern day club. We appreciate it. And we will talk to you next week, buddy. Thank you.
All right, you guys. Have a great week.
You too. Great guy. Neil Walker. Very popular player, that Neil.
Very popular.
Busted his ass every day.
Yes.
And he said when he was between 26 and 29, he'd never want to come out of the lineup.
I understand that.
Totally get that.
Feeling good. Rhythm. You know, confidence. You lose confidence in baseball like every other day. You can.
Yes.
You know, with different pitchers, different everything. So I totally get that. And I'm sure Cruz is probably like, I want to stay. I'm feeling good. Like, I'm seeing the ball. You know? Like, I'm steering the ball real well. I don't want to lose that.
When a guy's hot, I don't care how old he is, keep playing him till he's not.
Yeah.
Especially when you can't hit. But the fact that they feel the need to, they or he and Shelton feel the need to sit O'Neal Cruz down. When you've lost two games in a series, when he's hit homers in three straight games, and then you have an off day on the back of that, and you're sitting here at 8-14 when you make that decision, it's absurd to me. It's just absurd. Andrew McCutchen right now should be playing every day, and he's 37 years old. But the idea that you would sit down a 26-year-old who's your best hitter when this season is slipping away from you, this is a manager who I don't think understands that he's in the crosshairs here.
Like, I follow the Dodgers a lot, and I'm sure a lot of people do because
damn
they're
Dodgers.
One of the damn Dodgers. They're one of the best teams in Major League Baseball, and I kind of follow what they do every single night. It's been very rare where Ohtani's not in the lineup. Very rare.
If they'd sit him down, at least it would be understandable because
right. You
got four other guys who can hit the ball out of the ballpark.
But I know that he's DHing, but like the guy is always in the lineup, and that's Shohei Ohtani. Like, O'Neal Cruz should be in the lineup regardless.
Every night.
Every single night.
Especially when you actually found something in him in the leadoff spot.
Exactly.
It's just absurd to me.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.